Exela says it discovered on August 5th that cyber attackers had hackers had unauthorized access to its database. What do you think? We're just hearing about this now, more than a month later.
Oh, it actually makes a lot of sense that we're hearing about it now. When something like this happens, first you need to get in touch with the FBI. You need to get in touch with a security consulting firm to make sure that your system truly is secure before you make an announcement like this. So holding on to it for a month does make sense. My understanding is for the last month they've been doing a forensic analysis, and they've found that the attack has gone back to December 2013. And so whenever you have that, there's going to be an enormous amount of forensics to look at to determine what actually happened so that we can prevent this from happening again.
Yeah, according to one digital security company, more than 20% of data breaches this year have happened in the healthcare sector. In fact, it was because of those attacks that Exela has hired that computer security consultant to conduct the forensic assessment that you just mentioned of its IT systems. Why do you think health insurance companies are often the target of these attacks?
Well, so the market for data is constantly changing, and so attackers are looking for different things over time. I mean, so credit cards were one of the first things that attackers went after 20 years ago, but now they're looking at other ways of using data about us to make money, for extortion, for blackmail, for whatever it is. So there certainly are trends in different sectors where security kind of begins to matter a little bit more.
Are attackers in cases like these often thought to be from overseas, and does that add anything to the equation here?
Attribution is really, really hard in computing. And so it is actually very easy to mask where you come from, especially if, in this case, Exela's, the attackers were given root access to the machines, and so they actually had the ability to wipe away their tracks if they were good enough, or even lay down tracks that look like it was a foreign nation or something. So I'm hesitant to say that it could have been another country, but because I was an attacker, I would, because that's the media narrative, I might put that in there. So it's attribution is just really hard in security.
What should companies be thinking about to stay up to date with technology to protect their database and their customers' information? We heard, as we've mentioned, that the forensic company was hired from the outside to be looking at this. Should those people be on staff at companies that are large enough and vulnerable enough to these kinds of attacks?
Absolutely, they should. I mean, when I look at this, I actually am likely a victim of this attack, and we look at other attacks on Office of Personnel Management at the federal government and various other attacks. When I see all of these attacks in general, I see a failure of our workforce to really grasp the needs of security. And I don't just mean things like people like system administrators. I also mean software engineers, computer scientists, even mathematicians need to be thinking about security. So to me, what we really have is an education problem. And so I would advise these companies to make sure that when they hire software engineers, when they hire computing professionals in general, that they need to make sure that they have an understanding of security. RIT has been doing an enormous amount in recent years to push for this, and so we educate students who actually go work for Mandiant. That's the company that Exela is working for, and we have a lot of students who go there who are experts. But we also need just security conscious computing employees who understand the needs kind of as it applies to their own job, because security really impacts everybody as we're learning.
So what do you say to the average non-tech person, the average consumer who, like you, might have been vulnerable to having their data stolen in a case like this? Should we be paranoid?
I don't think we should be paranoid. I look at vulnerabilities every day, and I will tell you that I look at the specific technical ways that attackers break in, and I'll tell you that most of the time it's actually very simple and it's very fixable. As a patient and a customer, I am initially paranoid and terrified and appalled, but then when I look at this as a professional and I look at what all these mistakes often are, they're actually often very fixable. And so I don't think that we will ever truly be secure. I think we really can be a lot more secure, and I think that we will in the coming years. I think when you look nationwide at universities, they are educating students much better in security. To people who were victims of this attack, I got to tell you, as a professor, I'm sorry, we let you down. But we are producing better students who will go into the workforce and make our systems more secure.
Andy Manili, Assistant Professor of Software Engineering at RIT, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.